mothers are really being mothered and fathered by mothers. Mothers, sacred woman, examine your sacredness. Examine your true behavior. Are your actions being led by that which is truly in your heart? By that which is truly informed from the godly and the truly gracious and divine? Or is it being informed by the opinions of others? I know, we know they get into your heads in cosmetic treatments for you to do everything to convert your natural appearance, to not accept your natural self, and then to purchase millions, billions of dollars worth of cosmetic products and treatments, both in bodily modifications and such. Does it pay off in the end, sacred woman? When the gender divide is presented to us as a warfare between the masculine and the feminine. Women who see when man may say to them they are the gentler sex. Gentler doesn't mean weaker. Softer doesn't mean without power. There is soft power. Sacred woman, you must be sacred in order to create sacred children, to attract sacred males, to attract sacred men, to have sacred children. It starts with the self. It's a self-actualizing journey. The material externalized, highly stylized, isn't the only premise on which the woman should form a vision of herself. The need to compete with the masculine energy is something you should look at very seriously. I'm saying this in all honesty, from the most genuine place in myself. You need to examine that, because it's not necessary. This fight for equal status should not be based upon what a man does, you as a woman do. That will only make more muscles in your body, make more aggressive, overly postulated masculine activities in your being, and overly aggrandizing activities pretending to be male. That will not truly satisfy your genuine nature. Find out why is it that it is a lioness in the lion pride that hunts for the food. Why is it the lioness that hunts for the food? Check it out in Proverbs 31. See the place of the sacred woman. Seize her vision. Seize her industriousness.
Thank you so much for watching. I'm
this one is dedicated to all the Rasta women them around the world. Tell her what's it so. Rasta woman, you're so precious. You're my lady, you're my treasure. Yeah, yeah, bless me every day with your love. So I give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Yeah, bless me every day with your love, so I give thanks.
It's 1 minute past, 2 minutes past six right now. A very beautiful evening unto you. Let's be here we are. About the women, them Rasta International Women Day. Yeah, we are dressed it up in the heights, gold and green, not you, Rasta woman. Yes, as we're charting, we're going to give you a lecture, a spiritual change, the journey to Rasta from an empress called Kai Dave. It's a very interesting.
Miss Congeniality.
You know, very interesting lecture.
And compete with 71 other women.
As part of International Women's Day. Enjoy.
Honor the one delegate who helped make being far away feel just a little more like home. The delegates themselves all got to vote and decide on their very own Miss Congeniality. And they chose, as the winner, Antigua and Barbuda. Congratulations. I've been watching you. I called it.
Have you always been nice?
Yes, I have.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Well deserved.
That person, the person you all thought you knew, was just the mere covering for a soul that was in a state of unrest. In 1996, at the Hal Jackson Talented Teen International Competition, I told my chaperone, I am not a pageant person. It's hard to believe that that same person went on to 1998, Miss Antigua Carnival Queen, 1998, Miss JC's Caribbean Queen, 1999, Miss Caraval, 2002, Miss Antigua and Barbuda Universe. And then there was that moment in 2003 when I was voted Miss Congeniality by my peers at the Miss Universe pageant in Panama. And then in 2004, I became a Rasta. The whole of Antigua and Barbuda was like, what? What happened? What happened is that I had reached the turning point in my spiritual journey. After winning the Carnival Queen show in 1998, I gained a lot of attention and I had many promotional opportunities throughout the years as a model, an ambassador, a local personality. And with that came many invasions of my personal life and many demands on me as well. I can remember I practically used to live in my little red Atos. I used to have different bags in my trunk, one with shoes, one with accessories, one with personal items, one with makeup, because on any given day and at any given time, I could be called upon to make an appearance or do a photo shoot. It was actually a lot of fun for a little while, but then there was the feeling of being out of my own control. I didn't own myself anymore, and I longed to. In 2004, I decided to pursue my love for art and stage performance by going to Trinidad to do modeling and makeup artistry within the agency I was attached to. And about 2 weeks previously, I got invited to visit a Rastafari community in Creekside. Now, having attended quite a few Naibingi sessions before, I was rather excited, and I will never forget the day I actually got there and I sat in that gallery and I listened to the elder King Osagyefu travel the pages of history with me about the Rastafari faith and basically answer all my burning questions without me having to ask them. It was like somebody had finally opened a window and let some light into the room of darkness I felt like I was shut into. I went to Trinidad for 4 months in flesh, but my spirit remained in a state of consciousness that I could not escape. I was surrounded by truth, I was awakened, and I couldn't pretend to be asleep anymore. I returned to Antigua in December 2004, and I made a total transition. I never put a comb to my hair, a razor to my body, a lipstick to my lips again. I embraced my true self in its purest, most natural state, and I discovered how much I love me. Now, don't get me wrong, there were challenges. Did my parents freak out? Yes. A calm, well-contained conniption by my diplomatic father, and a more outspoken, "What is going on with you?" from my mother. My response was quite simple. "Why are you even surprised that I could gravitate towards this lifestyle? Even now, I can recall the pencil images of the mother in turban embracing her child, and the Rasta man with his tam, among others, that donned the walls of our home when we were children. I remember that then, getting really dressed up meant that you wore a fantastic African outfit. From age 3 up to that point, with the exception of a few years of ballet, my passion was Caribbean folk and traditional African dance. This spirit was deep-rooted within me. Yet, I was gossiped about. She's crazy. She had a nervous breakdown. She no look good tall now. After all she could have get and how far she come, she can't turn Rasta. You know what I'm talking about. Semi-pleasant smiles in front of my face, just so I could get far enough so I could be criticized again. I often wondered if people didn't think that this person they thought was so intelligent and capable did not have the presence of mind to consider all the things that they had thought about. I had many opportunities. I could have gone in many directions, but I opted to live a simpler life. And I'm a better person because of it. Where people saw poverty and persecution, I saw purity and principle. And because I had seen the fruits of the labor of my life before, and it was so superficial in comparison to living a life pleasing to my Creator, I chose a life different from what everybody else seemed to think I should aspire towards. I've had firsthand experience with the life I was expected to live, but it was not for me. I was meant to live a more meaningful and real life, to inspire real change. And the minute that became clear to me, my journey was underway. You may wonder about the issue of persecution. Many people shy away from the life of a Rasta because as widespread as Rastafari has become, we still face discrimination and harassment, particularly by authorities. And not only for what we might all naturally sway towards, which is the marijuana issue, but just for the fact that we are who we are and we choose to live differently. A recent experience was during our community homeschools 2012 end of year examinations. Officers flooded our community and school and removed the children from the classroom at gunpoint, ridiculing our liberty, our names, even threatening us for speaking. They spoke of trafficking. Where was the evidence when our humble environment clearly reflected that there was no influx of money there? An older atrocity was when one of our sisters' labor progressed really quickly and she gave birth at home, purely accidentally. I called 911 to get the ambulance to take her and baby safely to the hospital, only to be verbally abused by the operator, who told me about what he felt about us Rasta people and what we feel we can do, with all the expletives included. The irony of this is that instead of chasing me away, these experiences only helped to fuel the fire that burns within me for my faith, for goodness and doing what's right, that burns me to try harder every day to follow that heartbeat telling me to do good. too good. And this is nothing in comparison to the many brethren and sisters before who have had their homes burnt to ashes, their heads split open, their pride cut down, their mouths busted and bloody simply because they choose to wear their crown, their covenant with their Creator. One of my burning questions was, why do Rastas hail Haile Selassie first? Now, notice I said Rastas. There's a trend in this world where we take somebody's idea or craft or concept and we change it and we rename it and we adjust it to what we deem is more correct. Hence, a Rasta becomes a Rastafarian and the Rastafari liberty becomes Rastafarianism. Says who? Rastas don't deal with ism and schism, confusion. I and I are purely Rastas. I and I, which is not just dreadness, but actually means the I am and I, are followers of Rastafari, which is the given name of the emperor before he took on the title Haile Selassie I, which means the might and power of the Holy Trinity. And we hail Haile Selassie I because we have discovered through research that he has fulfilled biblical prophecy and is the return of Christ in the second advent. Now, some of you might disagree with us. And that's okay, because the truth is there to be sought by anyone who truly desires it and who seeks with a pure heart and an open mind. It's okay to try new things, but when you embrace something without conviction, it's as equally as easy to let go of it. The second difficulty arises. From the moment that I made the connection between His Imperial Majesty and the Christ that most call Jesus or Jesus, as some would say, but Iesus Christos, as the Amharic translation refers to him, it all became clear. My vision was clear. Through my faith, I actually discovered another passion, one that's quite deep-rooted for me as well, teaching. I became a teacher in 2005 because our community rose to the challenge of homeschooling our youth to shield them from a lot of the outside frequencies that exist today and also to teach them to love and appreciate love their liberty.
Let's be
ideal. Now, having previously said that I did not have the patience to follow in my family footsteps and become a teacher,
let's be
it was quite pleasantly surprising to realize that I actually have a little flair for it. In fact, I was blessed to receive a scholarship to complete an associate degree in primary education, which I've just completed. I give all honor and glory to the Almighty because through Him, I can do all things. And without Him, I am nothing. This is my path, my trod. And I am so grateful that I was raised to be true to myself, so that I was not afraid to embrace my walk in life. We all have one. A walk, a role to play, a destiny. The thing is that we cannot realize this if we're too afraid to do what's right because of what other people might say. I've found that a lot of people choose to blend in and follow the crowd, even when they know it's wrong, because it's easier. I've witnessed too many times that people don't love themselves because they don't fit into what the image of beauty or perfection or awesome is. My message is simple. We are all awesome. And we would know this if we only take the time to seek the truth that lies within us. As our elder would say, know yourself, love yourself, and be yourself at all times. Know that we all come in different sizes and shapes and textures and colors, each one beautiful and perfect in our own unique way. I had a choice, and I chose to do what I knew was right. And I'm proud that I am an African woman, born in the Caribbean, named Kai Sala, a child of the Most High, an educator of our future, a mother, a mentor, a Rasta. And so now, I wear a new crown. And to answer the question that I think may be on many of your lips, yes, I am immeasurably happy. Blessed love.
Six, a very beautiful evening on to each and everyone. Give thanks for logging in, tuning in. Hey, that was a very inspiring uplifting, inspiring reasoning from a sister called Empress Kai. If you did listen well, if you did hear it well, the sister was on a career winning many beauty contests. A journey to Rasta, a spiritual change, a spiritual voyage from Empress Kai. Out of Antigua. So we are blessed and give thanks for the life. Of our empress, them, our ancestors, our grannies, them, our aunties, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters and granddaughters. God bless you. Hey, your big ups coming up, yes. Right after this. Sugar, my not enough respect.
Hey Lord, love you always, can't forget. and on your wish.
This morning he's been blessed with a wonderful bliss. I've got to find my mom and give her a kiss. Getting youths, take notice of this. And when hard times keep rolling on, hey, mom, you do your part. Daddy was so whole long ago. Boy, I wrote to mom. Yes, you keep holding strong. Me, me, boy, no question I ask you.
Let's be our way. See you every Saturday from 5 to 7. So,
hey, hey.
Let's be our way. Every Saturday from 5 to 7. See you from 5 to 7. Give your life one direct. See
Jamaica, when a man say, what go on with some Irie, you know, that means everything is everything. So let's be Irie on the Saturday morning, you know, and praise the Almighty, you know, and live and let live, you don't know. Jonah Kelly, Donald, yeah, you don't know. Yeah, Red Lion, Rastafari.
Hey, want to do some big ups in the early evening? I, my brother Peter, yes. I saw my brother. Jassy, I know.
Is it all love and gold?
Hey, the wishes and the blessings of our art, Aya.
Now is the time.
Tell you, well, up, brother Peter, yes, artist. And also Maureen. Maureen and Jaitlin. Blessed evening unto you. Love ya. Well, we bless up the one like Ike. Yes, Ike. Ika L celebrating his Earth Strong today. Eep, 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 eep. Hooray. Hey, Ike Melchizedek, you know, celebrating his Earth Strong. And also Akwasi celebrating his Earth Strong yesterday. Hey, Akwasi. Big up my beloved Regen. Eep, eep, eep. Also to little sister in little princess Faith. Faith celebrating her Earth Strong over there in Suriname. Bless up Serene and all your family, your lovely family out there. Grandmother Carmen and Eddie, bless up, yes, all the uncles them. Bless up Shul and Marjolein and all your lovely family out there. Set way, Suriname Passet. Chaperons all tight.
And you just get to
gonna give you some Suriname music soon. Suriname reggae.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, we pick up all on the internet, them, on the social networks, them. All who are locking to Radio Raso each and every day. The management, yes, of Radio Raso, big up yourself. All the radio producers, all the radio presenters, yes. Big up Eric Slotbaum. Big up yourself, me Bridget Yasa Safari. In Jamaica, Sister Cabo, all the IRA FM staff, Muta Baruka, all tight. Ron Mushet at Mellow FM. Hey, big up. Sister Elise Kelly, bless up. Easy Amber and DJ Bones, big up yourself. Kashima, bless up. Tamara Wenkada presenting her program every Sunday right here at Radio Raso from 3 o'clock. Big up Tamara Wenkada, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Check it out. Royal Voices. Sajefo in a Ghana, big up yourself in a seat. Yes, I am. You know, the I spread the love. Dennis Emmanuel, big up yourself. Art Lufgan, bless up. Hey, Iwani, big up yourself. And also Robin Dider over there, so in the Caribbean, bless up. Donovan King, yeah, my brethren, no respect for the work. In England, all in England, all sounds them. Jashaka all tight, Irish and Stepper, Channel 1. Too much to mention about Shanti all tight. King Shiloh Massive, all the King Shiloh Massive right here in Amsterdam. Bless up all the sounds them. Saida Ferrer all tight, Bob Pengalotz and Musab Sony. Colin Robinson, blessed day. Carol Sam, Jazz Sisters, big up yourself. Aina Lee.
We have it, should be strong. Now is the time to kindle the fire.
Vanessa Feltos, big up yourself.
The flames and let the love it rain again.
Sister Nadia Makanoff, bless up in Jamaica, anywhere you are, sister.
Tell me what
Makanoff Nadia. Glenn Echtel, big up yourself, Born Free Music, Defy Selectress, and Queen Dope. If I push, big up yourself.
Hey, what is this good for?
People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Now the greedy sits in their judgment seat, deciding what the poor must say and what they must eat. Sorrow and pain cuts like a knife. Men becoming machines and forgetting about the wonders of life. The air we breathe is getting thin. Who will survive? Who will win?
The things some throw in the garbage is another man's treasure, another man's harvest. The food some throw to the door is another man's meal for his family and all. Some spend in a minute is 2 months' pay for the poor man's living. The shoes somewhere in the yard is like a hopeless dream for some to have better. Tears for some are more secure while others separation and trial. Homes for some are filled with laughter while others pain and disaster. Wish the stars about the world, hope for a few wins.
hunger, war, famine, diseases, starvation. Who will help save the young generation? We must all be a new creation. Love should be our only destination. Let's save the world by saving ourselves. Who will take the blame? Who will stop this silly game? In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Wake up to this reality. Let's all do something for humanity.
When you see the wicked man cry, make them cry, them fi cry.
The evening right here in Amsterdam, all on a very blessed day, evening unto you, wherever you are. right here in Europe. All over Africa, big up, yes, the continent. All in the Caribbean, North America, South America. All in Russia, hold tight. Yes, bless up. In the Middle East.
The keeper of our nations,
in the Far East.
Just a creation with the pump base. Every green and every
blue. You know, see, all people, all kind of people love reggae, roots reggae music. Jah Frozen, all tight in Jamaica, Virgin, Jah Frozen. Nothing no normal, man, say.
In a evil time, you
Corona
waste.
All around.
Clean up an eye, everything erased.
Brand new music coming from the one called Jesse Deck, yes. Call Beat Them. Yeah, that was coming from the one called Jesse Deck. Tune called Beat Them, coming from his album Jesse Deck and the Ligerians. Yeah, man. Gonna be released the early June, yes. Brand new album from the one called Jesse Deck. This is Luciano.
Save us this time. The way we're living with so much violence and crime.
Juja Prince, Puro, all tight, and Natasha. King of Reggae, Suriname Reggae Radio, don't it, Puro man? Bless up yourself, big brother. health and strength, you know, love. This is Ja Prince. Langa Lengta, hold tight. Brother called Langa Lengta, you know. Gladys Pregilio, bless up. Auntie Jovelin, rising strength, empress.
Sport. I saw wicked eye, no cooking to me team. Yeah, some on a high grade king. Well, well, yeah, man, let's be Irene, you know, giving thanks to the most high last year, Jah, Rastafari, Empress Ina Lee, big up yourself, Red Lion, Amsterdam, and the whole world, Jah, Rastafari.
David. Yeah, if you want to check sound system in Agen, Belgium tonight, Channel 1 sound system meets Indica Dop, Eskimo Fabric in Agen, yes. Back Attack Sound and Lodi Culture are gonna be in Swallow tonight. Iron Youth Sound.